So the thing I was thinking about this morning is, what is your earliest memory? Like, what's the first thing that you remember really clearly?
I don't know. I have a terrible memory.
Do you remember the first day of third grade? First day you went to Alps? Do you remember going to Brazil?
That was 2 years old.
I know. My first memory was the day right before kindergarten started. So I was 4 and a half. And I vividly remember my mom had bought me this red dress with little white giraffes all over it. And it was the 70s, so it had a big wide white collar and white buttons and a little white belt. And she ironed it and she laid it out on the back of the sofa and was like, okay, tomorrow is when school starts. And I was so excited because I thought, this is it. You know, this is when my life begins. And I just vividly remember that.
My earliest memory is brushing my teeth this morning.
Oh, come on.
It's vivid. It's early.
Well, it's vivid, yeah. Do you remember any of your birthday parties?
Last year.
When you turned 11?
Yeah.
I'm just really surprised you don't actually remember any of this stuff.
I remember I got new shoes.
Yeah, you did.
And they looked really old, and I thought that they were like Madonna's or something. Because I didn't know who Madonna was, but I knew she was famous. And they had the little sparkles on them. I was like, they must be Madonna's shoes.
Super fancy. What do you think is going to change as you get older?
I'm going to get a bigger butt.
You think?
I will get longer hair. I will get taller. I'm going to get perfect model teeth.
Why?
Because I'm going to get braces.
Well, yeah. You're kind of destined for that.
I'm going to get purple braces.
See, back in my day, we all got silver braces, and that was the way it was. What do you think about school? Do you like school?
I did not like elementary school. It was awful. It was the worst experience of my life. In fifth grade, at least. Yeah. I love middle school. It's like just the first 2 months of like 3 months of this have been great. I love it. It's amazing. I have all these new friends that I never knew before. I'm learning French reluctantly.
You big goober.
Yep.
I was thinking this morning about, I started to like Hamilton because of you. Like, I had heard of it and I knew it was popular and famous and winning awards and all that, but you came home from fifth grade and y'all were all crazy about Hamilton. I don't know who started it. I was thinking about the last song about who lives, who dies, who tells your story. So when you die, who do you want to tell your story? And what do you want them to say about you?
So mainly I want William Shakespeare and
he's already gone.
The best poet writers of the century, Ariana Grande. And then I would prefer that this is rooted 100 years after my death and I'm already a famous comic writer, artist, slash whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, the best thing that ever happened. And then I want William Shakespeare to come back alive and tell my story.
What do you want him to say about you?
I want him to say that I was the most crazy cat lady of the century.
Yeah.
I was the best artist ever, and that I could read and I could write, and I was a great author. That's mainly what I want everyone to know.
Okay, so we can not have to send you to self-esteem camp. That's good to know.
Okay.